He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our series The Blessed Life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Alhamdulillah, throughout this series, we have been talking about the qualities and characteristics of this blessed individual. We've been trying to understand them, learn them with this intention that we will implement them in our lives so that we can attain an ounce of success which he had in this world and in the hereafter as well. The great Imam, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is reported to have said that when you see that an individual has love and devotion towards Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he arranges the mention of his characteristics and attributes, and he spreads them, that this will only result in goodness for him. We do dua to Allah Almighty that we attain the blessings of these words of the great Imam, and we truly attain success in this world and in the hereafter. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, throughout this series, we've talked about different qualities and characteristics of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And today is the final episode of this series. And in this series, we've mentioned about his love for the scholars, the love for the Ahlul Bayt, who he actually is, who his lineage is from. We've mentioned about the way he governed when he is Khalifa. We have mentioned what his loves and desires were, like what he wanted to achieve, what he wanted to do, and how he did it. And inshallahul kareem, in today's episode, we're going to talk about something which he loved very much, something which is the sign of a believer, something which, again, all the Prophets alayhi wasalam did, the companions did, the scholars did, scholars still do, and my dear viewers of Madani Channel, something which we should be doing, but unfortunately the majority of us are not doing, and that is to invite people to do good and stay away from evil. Inshallahul Kareem, we will talk about in this episode how Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to do this action, how he used to tell people to do good, how he would forbid them from doing evil. Inshallahul Kareem, we'll look at some of the blessings of this and we'll try to see how we can implement it in our lives as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he wrote in a letter, "No doubt there are some limits, commandments, and sunan. So whoever acts upon them, he has preserved his faith. And who does not act upon them, his faith remains incomplete. Thus, if I remain alive, I will teach you all these things and will encourage you to act upon them. But if I depart this life before this, I will no longer be eager to have your company." Subhanallah, he is saying, for as long as I am alive, I will teach you these things. I.e., I will tell you to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will tell you to fulfill the commandments of Allah Almighty. And I will tell you to stay away from those things which you should be staying away from. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now, at this point, I want us to pause and reflect. We all claim to love Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. I don't think there's a Muslim who we can find who will say they don't love Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that they don't look up to him, that they don't think he's a great personality. Everyone thinks he's a great personality, to the extent that even those who are not Muslim look at the exemplary character and behavior and leadership skills of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and they take lessons from him. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, we love him. We claim to love him. Are we going to follow him in this? Right now, we don't really encourage other people to do good. We don't really stop them from doing evil. But the person who we claim to love, claim to want to be like, want to have success like him, he did. If we want success like him, but we're not going to do the things that he did, it doesn't make sense how that success will come to us. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, let's make this intention. Following the footsteps of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we will encourage people to do good. And we will try to help them. We will tell them to avoid bad as well. My dear viewers of Madani channel, at this point, something I just mentioned, that we don't really do it. Some people might be thinking, yes, we do. We tell people to do good. We tell them to stay away from evil. When we see people who don't read namaz, we tell them, oi, why are you not reading namaz? You should be reading namaz. Salah is a pillar of Islam. When we see people who are not fasting in the month of Ramadan, especially when they're our close friends, we mock them. Tell them that you should be fasting. Why are you not fasting? And for us, this is telling them to do good. When we see that there's something which they shouldn't be doing, we don't really tell them off. Majority of us will just turn a blind eye anyway. But for those who do tell them off, we'll do it in such a degrading manner that it doesn't really count. That person will never take us seriously. My dear viewers of Madani channel, if we look at the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, if we look at the life of our pious predecessors, if we look at the lives of the companions, if we look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everywhere we will see that these blessed individuals, they invited people towards good with hikmah, with wisdom, with softness, with kindness. They will tell them to stay away from things on a one-to-one basis. If they see them doing something wrong, they will tell them one-to-one. They won't do it in front of everyone. But we're not like that. When we want to invite someone to do something, we embarrass them. That why are you not doing this? Even a kid knows you should be doing this. When we want to tell them off for doing something which they shouldn't be doing, we don't tell them one-to-one. We don't tell them in a nice manner. We tell them off in a scolding manner, in a harsh manner. We'll tell them off in front of everyone. We embarrass them in front of people. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this is not the way of the pious people. This is not the way of our pious predecessors. This is not the way of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is not the way of a good Muslim. My dear viewers of Madani channel, yes, we do. We need to invite people to good. We need to encourage people to do good. We need to tell people to read namaz. We need to tell people to fast in the month of Ramadan. We need to tell people to give their zakat. We need to tell people to perform hajj if it's necessary upon them, if it's obligatory upon them. We need to tell people to speak the truth. We need to tell people to have good character with their parents, with their friends. We need to tell people all of these things and more, to do good. But how do we do it? My dear viewers of Madani channel, we need to do it in the prophetic way. We need to do it in the way of the companions. We need to do it in the way of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, with softness, with love, with mercy. My dear viewers of Madani channel, just think about it. If somebody was to come and advise us in a harsh manner, in a shouting manner, in a rough manner, would we really listen to that person? Now compare it to somebody else who comes in a nice manner, comes, laughs with us, jokes with us, smiles with us, is calm with us, makes us feel at ease. Who are we more likely to listen to? The first person who shouts, "Oi, you've not read your namaz, you need to read your namaz, you need to read your salah. Why have you not read it?" We're more likely to listen to this person. He shouts at us from the other side of the room, in front of people, or somebody who comes to us slowly, "Assalamu alaikum, may Allah bless you. Remember, for all of us, we need to read namaz. I'm going to read namaz. Do you want to come with me? Shall we go read namaz? Let's go." We shouldn't miss it. Of the two ways, they're hypothetical ways, they're just examples. But of the two, which are we as individuals ourselves more likely to listen to or want to go with? The one who is scolding us, would we want to listen to that person? Yes or no? Majority of us, no. We just look back at him, "Who are you? Why are you telling me? You go read namaz, why are you telling me for? I've read, I'll read. Who are you to tell me?" That's the reaction we would generally have. But the other one, the second one, the majority of people will be like, "Yes, let's go, let's read namaz. He's not embarrassed us, he's not made us look bad in front of people, he's not put us down." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to be like this. We need to not embarrass people when we're inviting them to do good. When we're telling them off, we shouldn't embarrass them. We shouldn't make them feel so bad in front of people that they don't want to listen to us anymore. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we do this, then they're not going to listen to us. Then they're going to carry on. If we do this, we'll push them away from us. We need to bring them close to us. Because when they're close to us, they will listen to our advice. But when they're far from us, they won't. They won't give us the time of day to speak to them. So we need to be nice and soft and calm. We need to have a loving manner and a manner which people love and appreciate. That way people will listen to us when we invite them towards good and forbid them from evil. Remember, this is one of the signs of a believer, that we are from that nation who invites towards good and forbids evil. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, we might be thinking that we should just focus on ourselves and leave everybody else. But no, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that's not the mindset of a Muslim. And I'll give you another example to help aid with understanding. If I live in a house, in terraced houses, with houses which are joined with other houses, and a house two doors down has a fire, would I tell that family, would I help them to put out the fire? Or would I just leave it, the house is burning, it's on fire, it's not my house, it's not going to affect me? Would I help them put it out? Would I warn them? Would I call the fire engines? Would I call the fire brigade? Would we do something to help them? Or would we not? Would we let it carry on burning because our house is fine? No, every sane person would help to put that fire out, because everyone knows if we don't put that fire out, eventually it'll come to us as well. It'll burn that house, it'll burn the next one, then it'll come to us. Dear viewers, it's the same thing with these sins, with these actions. If we see somebody else doing it in our society, but we don't forbid them from doing it, we don't tell them off, we don't try to stop that sin happening, or we see people not reading, doing the things they're supposed to be doing, then those things which people are doing which are wrong, or they're not doing the right things, just because it's not affecting me right now, because it's in society and it's around me, eventually it will happen with me or those around me as well. That's why, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's important to put that fire out when we see it, before it gets to us. Because if we don't put it out when we see it, eventually it'll come and reach us as well. It'll reach our families, it'll reach our homes. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's necessary upon all of us to invite towards good and forbid from evil. And both is also necessary upon us to do it in the right manner, in a soft manner, in a kind manner, in a loving manner. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, now once we've got this mindset of inviting towards good, we might think, okay, I've told him 100 times to stop lying. Or I've told him 100 times to read namaz, but he still lies. He still doesn't read namaz. This thought might come to some people. My dear viewers of Madani channel, I want us to keep this thought in mind now, that this will come to some people, will come to us. What should we do if this comes? How should we counter this? What should we really be doing at this point? What does Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi teach us about this? Let's listen, my dear viewers. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned a beautiful Madani pearl for us on this topic. Especially for those who invite towards good and forbid from evil. And inshallah al-Kareem, that should be all of us, my dear viewers, not just scholars, not just preachers. Every single one of us are ambassadors of Islam, are ambassadors for this great religion. So we should all invite towards good and forbid evil. So now, what should we be doing? He says, while trying to reform somebody, you should refrain yourself from committing sins. While telling somebody to do good and stopping them from doing evil, you should stay away from sins. For example, if someone does not perform salah after you repeatedly tell them to perform salah, if somebody does not stop lying after you continually ask them and encourage them to stop lying, at this point, don't backbite against them. Because if you do so, you will become deserving of the fire of hell. My dear viewers of Madani channel, look at this great advice of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that even when inviting towards others towards good and forbidding them from evil, he's giving us this mindset and reminder that don't become arrogant. Don't become somebody who backbites them. You might be reading namaz. That person might not be reading his salah. You might be inviting him and doing a good thing, inviting him to read salah. But now when he doesn't listen and you backbite somebody else, you will tell somebody else that, look, I've told him so many times. How stubborn is this person? That I've told him the importance of namaz. I've told him to read so many times. He still doesn't read. But dear viewers, when you do this and you tell somebody behind his back, this is the sin of backbiting. By doing this, we will ruin our own good deeds. My dear viewers, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he's telling us and teaching us that stay away from this, don't do this. My dear viewers of Madani channel, if we want to be successful in calling people towards Islam, in inviting people towards doing good, we want them to start eating namaz, fasting in the month of Ramadan, stop lying, stop swearing, stop cheating or drinking alcohol and other sins, we will need to follow this Madani pearl of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Because if people see that we don't do this, if we invite somebody they don't listen, and we go and tell everyone that he doesn't listen to me, he doesn't listen, he doesn't do this, then people will start to lose value in the eyes of people. And when you lose value in the eyes of people, they won't value your words. They won't listen to you. You can tell them 1,000,000 times, but they won't listen. My dear viewers of Madani channel, from this we learn we should have the best character. If we want to reform people, if we want to teach people to do good, stop them from doing bad, even if it's just in our own homes, we want to teach our children to read salah, we want to encourage them to read namaz, we want to encourage them to stop lying or doing other bad things. Firstly, we'll have to do the good, we'll have to stay away from the bad. And then we shouldn't scold them or tell them off in front of people. We need to learn how to teach people, how to invite people, dear viewers of Madani channel. This is a skill. This is a skill which not many people can perfect. But those who do perfect it, you will see that their words have strong effect on people. That when they invite people, they listen. When they tell people to stay away from something, they'll actually stay away. My dear viewers of Madani channel, I'm going to invite all of you to something which will help us develop this within ourselves. And that is the weekly gatherings of Dawat-e-Islami. Wherever you are, male or female, old or young, these gatherings of Dawat-e-Islami take place all over the world. I encourage you and invite you all to attend these gatherings, because in these gatherings we're taught many different things. And one of those things which we learn is the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We learn how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spread this deen and taught this deen. We learn the love of the companions, how they learned this deen, how they taught it, how they conveyed it to others. We learn how the pious predecessors did this. And we learn how we should firstly act upon this deen ourselves. We get this passion from these gatherings. We also get this passion to pass it on to others. We get this passion to encourage people to do good and stay away from evil. And how to do this as well. My dear viewers, if we attend these gatherings regularly, we will see that we'll have this passion in us to tell people to do good, invite people to good, and forbid from evil. We'll also learn how to do it. And we'll see that our words start to have an effect. Now, because of these gatherings, the blessings of these gatherings, when we encourage people to do good, before when they weren't listening, now they will listen to us. Before when we were telling people to stop doing sin and they weren't doing it, now through the blessings of these gatherings, we'll see that people now listen to us. May Allah Almighty allow us to follow in the footsteps of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Alhamdulillah, throughout this series, we've been talking about his blessed characteristics, his qualities, and his attributes. And alhamdulillah, throughout this series, we've had many episodes where we've discussed these, learnt about these. And inshallah, I hope and I do dua to Allah Almighty that Allah Almighty allows us to truly take the blessings from these episodes, from this series, from the blessed life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and allows us to follow in his footsteps and gives us an ounce of success that he had in this world and in the hereafter. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, revival of the sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, revival of the sunnah.